This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, April 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm-to-school skepticism. Climate bond leaves out rice farmers. Senate tariff pushback, and are tariffs to get deals or not? Legislature not sold on farm-to-school costs. Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing to spend $25 million from the state taxpayer fund on farm-to-school grants, a priority for the first partner. Yet budget chairs are weeding out any opportunities to cut costs to avoid further deficits. During a subcommittee hearing this week, Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura agreed with CDFA's justification for farm-to-school, but he stressed that it, quote, every assembly member is making a request for new expenditures, bumping elbows with Newsom. Bennett also worried about federal cuts. CDFA's finance official, Rima Kazina, said USDA has slashed $70 million from procuring local foods for schools and child care centers and $5 million for its farm-to-school grants, with cuts likely to hit school meals as well. While those programs are separate from CDFA's, the cuts make the state spending, quote, even more important, said Kazina. Bennett hopes to shift at least a portion of the money to the state's education fund. But since all farmers in the school program implement climate smart practices, Kazina acknowledges it's getting harder to find more growers. Now take note. Several lawmakers and climate groups were unsettled by Newsom's plan to backfill programs with climate bond dollars to balance the state budget. Ag Angst, well, the Agricultural Energy Consumers Association, urged lawmakers to focus the limited cap and trade dollars on climate programs with a proven track record. Policy advocate Alexandria Levy said, too many CDFA programs are not delivering real greenhouse gas reductions. Levy criticized Newsom's proposal as woefully inadequate since it lacks funding for the three most effective programs, those on dairy digesters, equipment upgrades, and boosting energy efficiency at food processors. Rice farmers to try to squeeze habitat dollars out of climate bond. California Rice Commission released its latest sustainability report at the start of the legislative session. Now growers are pressing lawmakers to back up the efforts with funding. The $10 billion climate bond dedicates $1.2 billion to biodiversity and nature-based solutions. Yet the administration is not setting any of it aside specifically for agriculture. Lobbyist Louis Brown made the case for sending some of the rice industry, pointing out it provides 500,000 acres of critical habitat for birds, salmon, and garter snakes. Audubon, California is asking for $10 million in bond money for bird returns. The widely praised program unites state agencies, the Rice Commission, and conservation organizations to strategically flood rice fields in winter to provide habitat for migrating waterfowl. On that note, the giant garter snake is getting its time in the sun. GOP Senator Roger Nello of Fair Oaks is proposing to establish it as the official state snake. That may rattle the hundreds of Californians jumping to dodge rattlesnakes every year. Cal Chamber rebrands annual job killer list. Cal Chamber is launching a new dual-purpose affordability agenda instead of its usual job killer list. The association is now splitting its legislative assessment into cost cutter and cost driver categories, depending on a bill's potential impact. The California job killer list had been run by Cal Chamber for 25 years. President and CEO Jennifer Barrera said the change is driven by the organization's desire to track legislative changes to the cost of living. Cal Chamber tagged a measure for Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica to the cost driver side. SB 601 would expand state water protection standards. The advocacy group argues it would create redundant permitting requirements and increase the legal liability for ag and other businesses. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Staffing losses buffet National Weather Service. National Weather Service employees are facing a perfect storm. Wave after wave of their colleagues have retired, resigned, or have been fired from the agency. Weather equipment is deteriorating, and the staff who remain can't quickly get the parts or service they need to fix it. Understaffed offices are struggling to launch weather balloons and rotate employees through shifts to watch for emergency conditions like tornadoes and hurricanes. Over the past few months, cost-cutting efforts by the Trump administration have dug away at the Weather Monitoring Agency's workforce. Early retirements, voluntary resignations, and firings have all occurred, and while some terminated employees have been brought back, they've been placed on paid leave. Additional voluntary early retirements are expected to further shrink National Weather Service staff in weeks to come. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Congressional pushback to Trump's tariff rolls on. There is continued hand-wringing on Capitol Hill over the president's vast new duties on U.S. trade partners. Senators have launched a bipartisan bid to claw back some congressional oversight of U.S. trade policy less than 24 hours after the Liberation Day announcement. Finance Committee Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Maria Cantwell of Washington have introduced a bill that would require Congress to approve any new tariff increases by the president. These are big economic impacts, Cantwell told AgriPulse. People who have been part of the trade discussions, like the Finance Committee members, know how important it is. Take note, four GOP senators on Wednesday backed a Democratic-led resolution challenging the emergency declaration underpinning the U.S. tariffs on Canada. Senator Tim Kaine, the Virginia Democrat, led that effort and said he is now teeing up a new challenge on the 10% baseline tariff unveiled this week. Kaine thinks the momentum will grow. He said, quote, "People are going to go home and they're going to get an earful about this." He added this pressure could lead to a more robust vote next time around. Here's today's final word. We believe it's time for them to do a little bit more. That Trevor Tagg, co-owner of Westgrow Farms, in a new documentary exploring the Colorado River water shortage. Tagg argues the Southwest's biggest cities need to step up their water conservation after Imperial Valley farmers have cut back use for decades. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, April 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.